a memra umar zutra, but Rav Ashi have a yossi. Umar says, I have it on the page. So these three people were sitting together. Aisu lekamayo barda. So they brought in front of them barda, which we had before, was this combination of aloe and asa and sigwi. A member of Rav Ashi, Moshu, they rubbed with it, they washed with it. Marzucha loy Moshu. Amru Leisa, they said to a member, they said to Marzucha, L'sovra l'mar v'hodam Rav Ashi bardashari. V'hodam Rav Sheshis bardashari. So Amalu Rav Mordechai, so Rav Mordechai, who was, I guess, the third, another person who was sitting there, which wasn't mentioned earlier, Armine Demar, you can, Marzutra is exceptional. Tefila b'chol nami loy. Even in the weekdays, he would not do that. Lasirle, he doesn't hold of using it. Why? Sevaloki hadatanya, because he holds like the following brayso. Megara adam gladi tsoya begladi makas shabasar rebbe shel tzara. Person can remove the wounds of gladi makas, the wounds of gladi tsoya, was if like dirt which gets stuck on the person's body, to remove it, like when sweat and dirt gets stuck together, it's called gladi tsoya. You can remove it because of the, it's uncomfortable. Even shall he opposite, he wants to look, because he wants to look nicer, is usher. Because it's like acting like a woman. Lo yibush gaver simasishu. You know, so what do they hold? Come on, Sivu, what do they hold that you're allowed to do it? Just to, you know, even on Shabbos, but even, you know, they don't have that issue. A person should wash his face every day, the covenant of Hashem. Everything Hashem creates is in some way a covenant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to look nice.
Bishvil Kono, right? So that right. Seems to imply limitations. In other words, to take it up a notch. I mean, to look like a mensch, okay, that's Bishvil Kono, but to take it up a notch, that they're also saying that it's problematic now.
Yeah, Lachar. The fetzer is lifter is hasim, which we started yesterday. Belitza belaz alasela lamatik merusa. You smash it against the rocks to sweeten the bitterness. I was theorizing what you do with it, taking on some liquid, but I'm not. It's just some chemical reaction by hitting it. I don't know what happens. Kol tzara ben tashmish ben lefaros so lemochas so betavshar v'seh. If you want, you need to use it for something. You want to break it up and dissolve it into a. Into food, you're allowed to. Tosis does raise a question. Tosis Yishonim raises a question. He seems to see that it is an act of skita. So they are, you know, squeezing out some liquid. So the Rih has different pshat in what it is. But where Rashi learns it, they're understanding he means an act of schita. So part of this of lo yilbash, besides wearing women's clothing, is acting like we had in Avodah Zarah. What we discuss is a man allowed to use a mirror, and sitting in front of a mirror, because that's derech that women do. Yisrael kaneo, the kvod kaneo, they do it to cover Hashem. So we have to prepare, we have to be presentable. Void, we find the royal priest knows, Emer Baruch Shekocha LeBelomit. So, it's considered covered Hashem, and he sees Brias knows, Kabbalah Shem Reneo, I'll call Bora the Kabbalah.
But that sounds like that it is okay to sort of take it to the next level.
Which one, the second one?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not sure what Rashi's doing with it, you know. Brias knows. The pshuta means not fancy means you see something that looks nice, so the person bats him it looks nice. So you're allowed to say that there's a cover of Hashem and that the person has created beautiful things in the world.
But he's doing it in such a way that people are going to take notice.
I didn't understand Rashi was saying that you're supposed to do it to take notice. I'm saying that since there is a musik that something which looks nice is the idea of making bracha, so you should make yourself. I mean, the person who looks beautiful doesn't need to do anything extra to look beautiful except for not to be dirty. They have to be presentable. And the person who's not beautiful, you don't make a bracha on them anyway, even if they're wearing a lot of makeup.
There is something to enhancing.
So I don't see what you see Rashi saying enhancing. Rashi's saying that the person who's naturally beautiful should make sure he doesn't look disheveled. The whole come out with his natural beauty will come out. And it doesn't say that you're supposed to go beyond what your natural. The brachas are the natural beauty which is there. Listen, if a person does the same shemayim, they should look beautiful because people should see kavod Hashem. Out of it, I have no problem. I'm
only matter. But if they don't have a concept of what that is, in their mind that's acceptable, but in reality they're walking around like, that's the background. Their machshava is to have kavod Hashem.
Okay, I don't know. The person will give them reward for the good thoughts.
Yeah, but I think, just to comment, I think in part of the view you brought it up.
Right. And there definitely is discussion in halacha of, is there a spectrum, is it possible to move lo yilbash? Some things seem to be yes, some things seem to be no. We definitely are more effeminate in certain ways than they were 100 years ago. The way men dress, etc. America is definitely more effeminate than some other countries nowadays, even, I'm sure. Okay. We have a lozman of Zayar Omer Kupa is Matal Tzida Benetul Shemi. So, the case of the Kupa, the problem is that the Gizei Tzemer Muksa. So he says that you have to take it out in such a way that you're not worried about the walls caving in, or that he might come to want to push the mutsa aside to make a hole for it again. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, or Tisad Amar Rav, Kol Mazib. The Chama also agrees in his Kalkulu Haguma Sh'osu Lahachzer. That if it did actually happen, that the guma where the indentation where the pot was sitting caved in, you can't put the pot in and then move it around and make the hole again. because that's an act of intentionally moving the muksa. Tanan. The mission says, "No tolamar," so you can return it. Hechidami. So what was the case? Either loy niskakul haguma, that the guma was not affected. Shashabri kamer rabbanon. So the rabbanon are saying, "Good." So what shot in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he says it's a problem. Elav must be. I will be niskakul haguma. And still the Chama say, you let him you can't do it, he's kakul aguma. The Chama say, it's okay. So you're saying a kol moedim, everybody agrees, it's not true. Or says, Lloyd. Well, the Lord is kakul. Really, the case was that it was not his kakul aguma. And that's why the Chama say, it's mutu. So Shatner was in the Zayber says, it's us. Are you mechuyim lechadchila to take it out in a certain way to prevent the possibility happening, or you're allowed to take it out anyway, and then whatever happens, happens. Marsha Rechashashin. Shema Niskalkal Lahaguma. Marsha Rechashashin. So Rav Zayi is Chashash that it might be Niskalkal. Achavar Nasir, you're not Chashash, it might be Niskalkal. See Rashi. Okay. Shema Niskalkal Lahaguma. So the pieces of tzemer caved into where the walls caved into where the pot had been before. Shasal hasal fisher mesis hagizim lekan lekan. By moving, putting it back in, you're moving the gizim. Shabar kamer rabbanon, my time is rabbalazu. So if it was not niskalkal, so what's rabbalazu worried about? And to chashishin, he sharisa lei lito lechatchila. The kufa is kufa. Are you allowed to take it out? Chachil, just take it out straight, as opposed to tilted, which seems to prevent that problem. That we're worried. Pamim she niskalkal, it'll be niskalkal. Bosi nami lachzira, you'll put it back in. Hevotikon le'rabbanon lahata is kupal tzira. Therefore, Belozim Nazariah says that the Chazal required you to tilt it in order to prevent that possibility. Okay. Now the Mor is going to move from the halachas of taking the pot out and being concerned about the walls around it to a case of you have a like an earthenware type of a, you have a something has dirt in it and you're keeping like a cut plant, you're keeping this plant there which is used for smelling, etc., and you take it in and out to smell it, etc. So, what are the halachos over there? Because you're moving dirt. Samar of Huna, Haisli Kusta. So it's a type of a grass, Rashi says, which has a nice, it looks nice and it smells nice. You take like a container of dirt, put the dirt in, put this stikusta in, and then when you want to smell it, you take it out and put it back in. So you're moving dirt, you should do that. So is it mutar and Shabbos or not? So he said, dotza and shalfa, vahara dotza. If you stick it in, then you take it out, then you stick it in, and you've all done all, it's been, that's it, again before Shabbos. So by doing that twice, we assume that the hole where it's sitting is wide enough that you don't have to assume he's going to be moving dirt when he takes it out on the Shabbos.
Is this talking about a live plant?
No, it's not a live plant. It's already been cut. It's been cut already, right.
But it's not withered.
No, it's not withered. So if you put it in, you take it out and you put it back in before Shabbos, so then you're not moving any shari, then it's a mutter. It's usher because you are moving the dirt. We're assuming that you're moving the dirt by, had you not done this, you'd be moving the dirt when you pull it out. That's a problem moving muksa. Amar Shmuel, Hai Sakina de Beni Urvi. They would store a knife in between like the bricks, so it's a good place to Rashi says it seems like it's safer there. I'm not sure exactly why, but so also we have a problem that you're going to be taking off from the bricks, which is Sayyid Sabrina. So dots of shalfa butter, dots of shari we love us. So the same thing. If you put in twice already, it's whittled away what's going to be removed, and therefore it's not a problem of doing it on Shabbos. Marzut Shabbi Tamer Rav Ashi Amar Begurdisa Dekani Shapadami. So if you'd have the Rashi says it's palm trees, I guess, when they're starting to grow out of the trunk, they're next to each other, and there's a few different pieces that come out. So you want, there's like a gap in between. So you want to store the knife there, go in and out. Are we worried about the fact that you're going to be removing some of the bark, etc.? Now, Rashi says the problem is because of moichik. It sounds like from Rashi that they're talking about a case that they're not attached to the ground, because otherwise the problem would have been some form of koitzer, you know, taking off the bark that's alive. Rashi doesn't say like that. Even though Rashi says it sounding like it was alive. It's now in the geza, which is the trunk, which is... but there, it's, you don't have to do it back and forth in between. Beforehand, we assume that there's enough of a space that you're not going to necessarily be pulling out some of this bark when you pull it up. Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav. So Rav Mordechai told Rav, the Moshe Rav Katina to Yuvta. So these halachas of that you need, case where you tell me you need dotsa b'sholfa and b'hara dotsa, and otherwise it's asa. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. It says that a Taiman Lefis, Utsnarnas, a person wants to, he's already picked his lefis, his turnips. Stonis are,
radishes.
Thank you. So after you've already, harvested them, the best place to store them that they should last is back in the ground. So you're not planting them, you're putting them into the ground, just to store them. And the person decides to do it, tachas a gefen, where there's a gefen right there. So we're going to discuss, is there a concern about klein, and other halachas. So a person is tamon there, he's tachas a gefen under a grapevine. When he mixes all of magulim, if some of the, totally submerge it, so the leaves are still visible. And a chesh is lomishim klayim. It's not a problem of klayim because you're not planting it. Lomishim shviyas is not considered a problem of working the ground in shviyas. Lomishim meiser doesn't get a nuchiyev meiser. Doesn't come tevel again. And you tell them b'shabbos, and you're allowed to remove it on Shabbos, even though you haven't put it in, take it out, put it back in. And when you're pulling it out, you're going to move dirt. The answer is, what you're pulling, the dirt is moving kalachar yad, and muk's a problem. You know, you're moving dirt. Well, but you're not moving dirt. You're pulling out the thing, and the dirt falls in by itself, and that's not considered a problem. That we tilt the muksa because it's not direct. Tiyufta, so that's the tiyufta of the halacha we said before. The Mor says that you don't need to. And you move it back and forth beforehand. Rashi, Sikusta, Esiv shehu noel lamar v'lahoriya. It's a type of a grass which is nice. It looks nice and it smells nice. Malam karofer lach. You fill up a container of moist earth. Techen esoy the sechi. You put it in. That's it. That's how you maintain it. Noisel lifnei asorim. and you put it, you know, the special people have it in their houses. You should write so when he wants, maybe take out the smell it. You put it back in. If you've already put it in, take it out, put it back in before Shabbos, then you're allowed to do it again on Shabbos. Because by doing so, you've already widened the space where it sits, and it's become smoother. When you're moving, you're not moving dirt. So can't do any Urbi. Shinatim Sakin Main Churis Alavenim Shibabinyan Lihishtamer. So put the knife in between the rows of the bricks. Because these are the Kani. Khanim had the Kalim. The back change they get to Khanim had Daikrim. She had some harbour because the echad. Many of these cutting come out from one shrunk. Two of them zeb and zeb, they're very close to each other. Shabbat Amin Linoitz Besoch and Zak, and the Shami, you can store a knife there. Ben Achoshish and Shami Yigur HaKlipa, and maybe he'll rub up some of the bark. Bechai Meshul Moichik, and that'll be the Moch of Moichik. I don't know what to do with the Rashi, but Bechai Meshul Moichik. I'm sure that, I didn't look around, I have comments on it. Machik would seem to make more sense. You smoothing it out. Yeah, it's okay. But even so, why does Rashi get involved in some act of kreutzer if it's still attached to the ground? We have a raya, we have a kasha. See, you don't need to prepare before Shabbos. Time and life is the shtar b'karka. You're storing it in the ground. Chikain the dark. That's how you would do it. Now, Sagrashi. Hold it on, mixes all of Magulim. Mishum nitolim b'Shabbos nokulah. That what you need. The part of the leaves are visible still is only because of the Shabbos issue. Because otherwise, how are you going to take hold of it to pull it out? However, v'lamishum midiachrina. The other halachas, it's not problem of klayim. Even if it's totally submerged, it's not klayim. The ein mixes all the magulim ein lebe meloichsa elam kain mixes offer be a dime. If there's no leaves visible, so how in the world are you going to grab hold of it lechatchila to get to the rest of it, like to get it out on Shabbos, without moving dirt? Lamishem klein dein zul shesili. You're not planting it. Lamishem meister. The name of, you don't say butler law agav karka becomes butler to the ground. Now it's a new act of picking it. You have to maybe be master on the any growth which might have happened possibly. You're not mukhib to do that. So Mashabash mixes all the, you take onto the leaves, which are not submerged or visible. You pull it out. You're not worried about it. Meanwhile, maybe when you pull it out, some dirt will move. Within the sikusta, the same thing. You're not mechuyev. You're allowed to take this grass out to smell. You're not worried about the fact that might move some dirt. So the Mishnah. If you haven't finished the act of hatmana, you can't do it on Shabbos. However, kisov and iskala, if it was already covered from before Shabbos, you're allowed to return it to a state of hatman. In malos akisen, when it comes to cold, you're allowed to fill up a container with water. And put it inside of some type of on Shabbos, put inside something which will protect it from the heat. Pillow or a larger mattress to insulate it from the heat and keep it cold. That's not a problem. Because if you're coming to be ma'amid, the person might say, his intention is to try and maintain the heat. He sees it's not so hot, he might warm it up on Shabbos. Malakitan shall tell you a lot of fill up the tender of cold. In order to, it shouldn't heat up in the summer heat. Machamer the sun. So some types of materials don't heat it up. For example, the bottom loader usually is like a felt. Like a felt, you can press feather fibers together. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Mutar L'Hatman is a Tzonon. You're allowed to be Matman something which is cold. So Amar of Yosef, my Kamashalon, what's the bit Kiddush? Tanina. Mishnah says it. Malon of Kitan, Menosin, Sof of Kar, Sof of Kesses. You're allowed to be Matman Tzonon. Amar Le Abayas. Abayas said to Rabbi Yosef, Tuba Kamashalon, you're being Mechadash to us a lot of things. Dimas, he said, Haba Mina, Hani, Mili, Vidar, Vashen, Dark, Allahat. Abadar, Shadark, Allahat, Min, Loi, maybe the Mishnah is talking about something if I start with something which is cold and I want to insulate it from the heat, but this is the same type of item, but sometimes it's hot and I want to insulate it from the cold, so, and I'm mapping it from when it's cold, I might come to Matman it when it's hot. So in general, the Rashi seems to say they would do hatmona on foods. So if I have a food which I want to keep cold, but since sometimes this food is something which I might want to keep hot, so maybe I should not allow you to do it to keep cold. There, you might come to do it when it keep hot. Something which you don't necessarily do to keep cold, to keep hot. So they said, okay, you want to do it for cold, because you're not going to be mistaken it, and mistakenly permit mona for hot. So if you're saying that's not a problem. Okay. There's someone on Shabbos. He's saying you're allowed to go on Shabbos and insulate it to keep it cold. On Shabbos, right. So, that's in the hut, correct. But you would think maybe you should be geyser that you can't, because you might come to mistakenly think you're allowed to be matman hot on Shabbos. The hachil, right. First time, yeah. Amar Rebbe. He has to give himself Amar Rebbe. Also on the side. Also the Hatman Tzenu. You're not allowed to be Matman Tzenu. I, Vatanya, we have a Bryce that says Rebbe hits the Hatman Tzenu. Rebbe says you're allowed to be Matman Tzenu. Or it says, look, Asher. Ho, Mikamei, Delishmei, Mirvishmo, Berbiasi. One is before he, heard from Rosh Hashanah. See, Hola Basa the Lishmei. One is afterward. What's that about? Kiha the Yosef Rebbe v'Amr also the Hatman is the son. So Rebbe said, "It's also the Hatman son." And then Amr Lefanov, Rishmol Rabbi Yosi was a contemporary of Rebbe. He said to him, "Abba Hitta the Hatman is the son." That my father Rabbi Yosi allowed to Matan Tzonin. So Rebbe said, Omer Kivar HaRazok, and so the Zokin already is passing, that it's Mutter, I'm not going to Asr. So the two quotes we have from Rebbe correspond to one was his original opinion, that it's Asr, and one is his later opinion is that he passing, that it's Mutter. Omer Papa, Bore'e Kamach Mechavin Ze'ezeh. Look how much they give each other their nice, they appreciate each other. Shilu Rabbi Yosi Kayim, how you call for Rabbi Yosi and the Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi would have been knowing that since Rebbe is the Nasi, etc., he would not have spoken up against Rebbe under those circumstances. How do I know that? So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, the Mamala Mokam Avoyis of Hava, Bekafu for Yeshua's Nebbi. Shmuel Rav Yossi was greater in learning than Rebbe. He really filled his father's shoes, his father's makom. He was on the same madrega as his father in learning, and he was greater than Rebbe. And still, he humbled himself in front of Rebbe because of the Rebbe's was a nasi. And so, but the Vekamer Rebbe says, so they would have lowered themselves in front of Rebbe, but Rebbe's response is, but I think that they're greater. So each one is acting with humility vis-a-vis the other one, and he says, well, the Rebbe said, Vekamer Kra Harazak. Amalei Rav Nachman L'dor Ra'avdei. Rav Nachman told his Eved Doru, that was the name of his Eved, Amalei Tzonen. I want you to, number one, be Matan Mitzvah. That's one scenario where he did that.
Is it a Jewish servant or not a Jewish
servant? He was Jewish. Maybe a Kanani, I don't know. But Isli Maya, the Achim Kfila Aramoa. And also, I don't think it was a case on Shabbos. The non-Jewish baker, so he would have a big oven, so they had a lot of hot water. So bring me some hot water that the kfila aramah, aramah means an Aramean, they're non-Jewish, kfila is a baker, has heated up. It's not a problem of bishalach. Shomer of Ami, so Ami heard about it and was upset about it. Felt it was wrong. So Amar of Yosef, my time of Ikvid, why are you upset? Kirabuse Ovid, what he's doing is both based on his rebellion. Chada Kirab, one like Rab, the Chada Kishmol. One is like Shmuel. The both things he did were each one based on a something which he'd heard from his rebellion. Kishmol, what did he do like Shmuel? Dom Rabbi Hur, Amar Shmuel, Mutla Hatman, and Sina. So we taught a Shmuel before, you're allowed to be Matan and Sinan, that's fine. Kirav, Amar Rav, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Kol Shu Nechel, Kamar Shu Chai, something which can be eaten raw, and Amar Shu Shu Nochrim. So it's not a problem of Bishalakum, so water can be used without being cooked, so it's not a problem of Bishalakum. So why was Rav Ami upset with what Rav Nachman had done? Sover, the more answers, he held Adam Chasher Shani, even though that's permitted, that Adam Chasher should be Machmer because people will watch what he does and potentially they'll extrapolate improperly from what he's done to be Matan more than he has to be more careful with what he's, the people shouldn't abuse what he's doing. Okay.